Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time, where we change the narrative by changing the perspective. I'm Jared Dam, and it's about damn time to have another conversation that changes the way you think and perceive things. The only question is, are you ready? Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I'm Jared Dam, back in the building once again, and you already know what it is. It's About Damn Time. It's a self-discovery. It's my self-journey to build a better me, and hopefully through my conversations and revelations, it is my most fondest hope, desire, all those things to help you build a better you as well. The voice, it's okay. You know, the cough is getting a little bit better, but you know, we still got some time to go. So I'm using the inhaler. I'm drinking a lot of water and tea. In the meantime, getting back to those episodes that I did not have a chance to release during burnout and COVID and everything else that was happening with me. But today is a good one. Okay. Let me break down what was originally supposed to happen with this. So I had this whole idea about having this mini series, Mind, Body, and Soul, getting you right for 2024. And I was gonna have like a fitness person on here. I was gonna have a mental health therapist on here, and I wanted to have a healing practitioner on to just address all of those issues and everything. It's gonna be great. Problem is, only got to the healing practitioner, and everything else went to shit. So. But it still didn't stop this conversation from Zoe Flowers from happening, who was actually the inspiration for this series. So, you know, just listening to her on live, I was able to, you know, just brainstorm this, and I told her about it, and she was all for it. So even though the series didn't happen, this conversation is most definitely helping. Sometimes we try to think through that traditional sense. We just need to fix this. We just need to keep going. I feel like I'm twisting arms to get people into the mental health space, but I'm still going to continue to work on that because I am a mental health advocate for that. And then, you know, from healing practitioners coming from a different standpoint where it's not just the quote unquote American way, the Western way of thinking. It's a whole different other element. I am always open to different things because, you know, when exploring the universe, we don't know everything. And Zoe, being the healing practitioner that she is, specializing in tarot card astrology and Reiki, is the person I wanted to talk to kind of help you think outside the box, but also help you. And we had a great, great conversation. So enough of me babbling because, you know, I don't want to start coughing again on this mic. So without any further ado, sit back, relax, listen to Zoe and me. It's about damn time. Welcome to the inspiration for my little mini series right here I got going on. The great Zoe Flowers is here to cover the soul aspect of getting you prepared for 2024 Mind, Body, and Soul. You inspired this series.
How?
I was like I said, I was on your live, and yeah. You spoke to me as always. Mm-hmm. Like I try to catch you live when I can. And
then, yeah.
You know, the reading you were doing happened to just sit there and pull up Taurus, so I feel like you were talking to me anyway.
Wasn't that so funny?
Yeah. So I was excited about that, and then I just had a slew of ideas happening. And I think a lot of it is because I actually been working with frequencies.
Oh, okay.
So I've been trying to listen to that at night to go to sleep. So I've been like really on 528 and 417 because I'm trying to do something with my sacrum chakra.
Sure. Sure.
So because that's still messed up since the last time we talked. That's still messed up. I'm working on it.
It takes time.
Yeah. So I had to get you on since you inspired me, and we want to sit there and talk about getting into 2024. I want to do something a little differently than just, oh, well, here's what you should do for business, or here's what you should do to get yourself together, you know, take this supplement. I want to cover the whole thing, because we all, as humans, we struggling with everything. And so I love you because you take such a different approach that's non-traditional, and you cover so many different things. So I always, when I'm preparing to talk to you, I'm always trying to think, like, what can I say that will encompass everything that you do? And I never really find a word, you know? So I lean towards you in your description saying that you are a healing practitioner, because that helps. And it kind of covers a broad things.
Yeah.
So I guess just to start the conversation off, if you were trying to figure some stuff out, you know, trying to have a better, maybe your 2023 was shitty, you try to have a better 2024, mm-hmm. what's some things that you can do to kind of change that from your perspective?
That's such a great question, right? Because I feel like if people feel like their 2023, their 2022, 2020, whatever, was shitty, they probably already know what they need to do. They just haven't been listening. Right? Yeah. Maybe some things came out of the woodwork, surprisingly. We can get blindsided with things, but if that can knock us off track. But typically, if there's things, changes that we need to make, we've been getting that message for a very long time. So I think one of the first things that I would do is I would get quiet, sit quiet, and just listen to my spirit, to my heart, to my soul, since this is the soul series, and see, and just, you know, give it time. And I can't remember if I talked about this in the reading yesterday, but a lot of times we keep ourselves so busy so that we don't have to listen, so that we don't have to pay attention, so that we don't have to make those changes. So the first thing would be to listen to whatever, you know, and even just getting quiet and just asking your spirit or asking your higher self, what is it that I need to do to actually make this change? So for example, for today's reading, the message was release. And oh, it's right here. It was release and cleanse. Oh. So talking about moving forward, right? Yeah, so if somebody got a message like this, you know, like, oh, you need to release something, then perhaps you would go to a healing practitioner or somebody, a therapist, to say, you know, hey, I got this revelation. I need to release some things. Can you give me some, you know, goal marks, and just start to work through those things and tick those things off? I would say that was the first step, right? So the first step is listen. And then the second step would be to find somebody to help you to make the changes that you want to make.
See, that listening thing is huge from a different standpoint, because you're right. You did have that in that last reading where you mentioned there about being quiet, and we all oftentimes have that, make those distractions. So I think that's what resonated towards me, because I constantly keep myself busy. So I won't have to sit there and think about it. So I won't have to be in that space, because it's a very vulnerable and raw space, and I don't really know necessarily what to do with that. And it's interesting that even last night, I actually was, I don't know if I was being still or, you know, maybe just everything just kind of just came. You know, yeah, here's what started it. I went to the gym for the first time in a while.
Okay.
And I've been meaning to go to the gym for a while, you know, but I've just been busy with everything. So I'm trying to get back, trying to get a head start on 2024. So I'm trying to get this head started and everything. I'm in the gym. So that's the opportunity for me to sit there, and I'm not multitasking. I'm not texting somebody. I'm not trying to make, you know, a clip for a podcast. None of that stuff is happening. I end up just working out with my music, and I start feeling so down. Mm-hmm. I had feelings of just worthlessness. I had feelings of that I was letting people down. And then from those feelings, it stemmed from me having this huge cry where I was like having a breakthrough about, you know, me and, you know, why I'm not vulnerable and letting new people in for love, and why I tend to push people away. It was a whole big thing. Like, I promise you, I boo-hooed for
a... Brandon was crying at the gym?
Well, no, it started at the gym, but Sometimes it started in the gym. When I cried in the gym, I had to go in the bathroom. Oh, really? But this time it ended in the bedroom and I was just crying all night. Like I was just crying for like a good 30 minutes.
Okay.
I blew my nose, wiped my tears. I'm like, all right, I'm about to go to bed. So it's that listening part. It seems so easy when you say it, but it's really hard, right?
You know, I think it's easier for some people than others. I've been doing this for like a really long, like over 30 years, right?
Yeah.
I'm attuned to that. I don't always follow what I'm told, but I'm not afraid to sit and listen. So I think that the first thing for, I'm going to stop saying I think, I feel or I know that some of the things that make it hard for people is the programming. We are programmed not to listen to ourselves. We, especially here in America and Western society, it is television. It's just there's so many distractions. And I don't think that's an accident. I think that it is by design to keep us from connecting deeply with yourself, right? Like I'm sorry that you felt down. And at the same time, good for you for letting those things out. Some people never get to that point. Some people shut those tears off and keep it moving, right? So knowing that it's by design, you didn't get here or we didn't get here as a society because there's something wrong with us. There is an issue with our country, our raising, the culture we live in, American quote unquote culture, right? That makes us reluctant to go deep. You know, American, they like to keep it real basic. You know, they just like to keep it real simple, you know, no politics, no religion at the table. You know, it's just like, but that's not how we live. We don't live basic lives. Right. Yeah.
So how do you fight the norm? Because I, again, you did in that last reading, that's what something you was talking about. You were talking about how that's the Western society on how we do things. Mm-hmm. How do you fight it? Because it's not only just kind of passed down and bred into us. It's like almost embedded in our DNA at this point.
Yeah.
So how do you quiet that down? Like it almost feels sacrilegious, or it didn't feel easy to do. It don't feel automatic to do, because I'm like, oh, I don't have time to sit there and listen to myself. Like the moments in time where I have a break, I literally, the first thing I do, and this is bad. I've been trying to work on this, so I will be completely all vulnerable here. I've been working in the mornings to try to meditate
more. Okay.
So I'm trying to, either I'm listening to some guided meditation, or I am, you know, I've been, you know, like I say, I've been on the frequencies a lot, so I've been listening to frequencies as I meditate. Now, sometimes life be life, and so it. And maybe I wake up a little late, or maybe I stayed up a little later than I should have.
Yeah.
And so now I'm in a position where I'm trying to wake myself up, and you fall into the old habits of, like, instead of being still and calm and trying to have this slow morning, I'm gonna get up and start moving. Oh, I need to check this email real fast, or I need to figure out what my to-do list is. Oh, let me get on TikTok for a little minute. You know, that usually wakes me up when I'm using the bathroom or I'm brushing my teeth.
Sure.
Just to occupy my mind. So, like I said, now it's embedded in our DNA now. It's got to be some way to rewire yourself. You've been doing it for 30 years. You can tell us how do you rewire yourself?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's much harder with social media. Like, I can tell. I used to be able to meditate for 2 hours before I went to work. It's much, and this was in, what, 2010, and like before that. It's much harder now, even for me. So really, we really cannot overestimate the impact that social media has had on our brain. I mean, there's all types of studies about how it's rewiring our brain, and not in great ways. But for you specifically, Jared, what I'm feeling is when you sort of first pop open your eyes, if you can't go right into that meditative space, which makes perfect sense, you might want to just like keep a journal by your bed and just write and just do a brain dump early in the morning. So even Dr. Joe Dispenza in his meditations, he would talk about, because what happens is when you're asleep, of course, you're in that, you know, you're in a different wavelength, right? And then the minute you open your eyes, the conscious mind is like, oh, we're awake. And then all of those things start flooding, right? And so what he used to tell us to do is, first of all, I don't open my eyes right away. So for me, what I do is I lay there and I recount my dreams. And that's a way for me to sort of stay in that space. And in my shamanic practice, we call the space the time before you go to bed and the time that before you wake up, en nacición. And these are the most potent times for manifesting as well. So different cultures have different words. So for me, because I'm in a dream practice thing for, I don't know, 4 years now. So I lay there and I occupy my mind by recounting the dream I just had and then searching my mind to see other dreams, just to stay in that dream state a little bit more. Then going into meditation. What Dr. Dispenza would have us do is just when you wake up, we already know that the mind is going to just be like, rah, 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 rah. So you kind of just let all of that happen, you know, all of that talking, all of that flooding of information. And then when it stops, then you go into the meditation. So you kind of just, and it's so funny, listeners, Jared has his eyes closed. So when you do that, you kind of, and even in meditation anyway, you know, we don't follow the scattering brain. We notice the thoughts and then we release them. We notice the thoughts and then we release them. We don't follow the thoughts, because once we start to follow the thoughts, then that's going to take us out of the zone that we want to be in.
Yeah. All right, so I'm so glad you brought this up when it comes to meditations, because I'm often encouraging individuals to try meditation. Like my sister, I'm talking to you, Siobhan. I hope you're listening. So I'm encouraging my people to meditate, and so I don't think that I am so high as far as an expert in meditation to break it down for them.
Okay,
because what you said about having those thoughts but not following.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess the common misconception is they think that everything should just be calm and peaceful. And I've never experienced that. I oftentimes have those times where I have a thought. And I think you said it so eloquently, where it comes to that point where don't follow. So when I find myself following that train of thought and I'm going down the train, I kind of reset. Listen to everything that's going on. Like, I still might have my fans going on in the background. Mm-hmm. I still got the music playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like center myself again. I'm trying to focus again on my breaths just to acknowledge that whatever thought pops in my head, mm-hmm. not go through that train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing most people meditate. Is that the quote unquote proper way to meditate? Is that really what it is? Or does everybody have it messed up where they think it's supposed to be just peaceful and calm?
I love that question. I do think that the spiritual community has a PR problem just in general with what people should or shouldn't do. I think that people should do whatever is right for them. Some people cannot do just a quiet, no sound meditation, especially people who've experienced trauma. I learned this very early because I had somebody on my couch and I was doing a quiet, not guided meditation. And when they opened their eyes and I asked them how it was, they were like, to be honest, I'm so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable. For some people, especially people who've experienced severe trauma, closing their eyes is like a hard thing. Yeah. You talk about emptying your mind. All that trauma is going to come forward. So some people need a guided meditation. Some people can do quiet meditation. Some people's meditation, and I say this all the time, is doing the dishes. Some people's meditation is in the car. So people have to find what is right for them. So for me, sometimes when I'm in the car, my meditation could be, because meditation is just hyper, super awareness. And so for me, it's like, okay, if I put on my glasses, this could be a meditation if I did it right, right? Because now I'm feeling what it feels like for the glasses to slide over my head. I'm feeling what it feels like for my hands to be on the side of my glasses. I'm concentrating on what my eyelashes feel like brushing up against the glass, what it's doing sitting on my nose, right? So that's what it is. It is super focus and attention. So if you're in the car, it's like, oh, this is what my butt feels like in this seat. What is the quality of this chair I'm sitting in? What does it feel like to have my back against the backrest? What does it feel like to have my hands on the steering wheel? What is the tension in my legs as I go from the brake to the pedal, right? So anything you do can actually be a meditation.
I love that. I love that answer. And that makes a lot of sense, because just like what I say when I'm trying to recenter, when I'm trying to do my breathing techniques and, mm-hmm. and doing that traditional meditation, mm-hmm. I'm listening to everything around. I'm trying, mm-hmm. how's my butt feel on this bed right here? How, yeah, you know, just, all right, let's get back to just doing in and out. How are you breathing? Are you going, like, you know, am I doing a Lamar style? You know, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I'm focusing on that in this resetting. And the non-traditional part where it could be just you driving in the car, where it could be you waking up in the morning and putting your feet in some grass, where it could be you soaking in a tub. I loved it, because I spent a lot of times, I used to just go to, you know, LA Fitness and shoot basketball. I got music in my ears. I'm not really focused on anything. It's just focused on, like I'm playing in the NBA, like I'm focusing on my shot. Like, I got the elbow up, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was calming for me, you know what I'm saying? Like I would just focus, hyper-focus on how I am doing the shot. And that, I now listen to you, that's a form of meditation that I had no idea.
Yeah, and then also just some other tips that folks can do if they're doing breathing techniques, you know, crossing your eyes. So taking your finger, any finger, and putting it on the tip of your nose, and then looking at, you know, trying to see the tip of your nose, and then closing your eyes and continuing, and then taking the hand away and continuing to see the tip of your nose with your eyes closed, it somehow blocks the thoughts. So when you do that, it helps to block the thoughts, because you're giving your brain something to do. Yeah. And then always returning to the breath is also something that you can do, right? So if you find your mind racing, it's like, okay, I see you thought, I see you grocery list. I'm not going to follow you. I'm going to return to the breath. I'm going to return to, you know, how the air is coming in my right nostril and exiting my left nostril. So just, you know, doing that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to get back to this question that you ask about this non-traditional sort of going against the grain, and how do you do that? It's not easy. I highly recommend it, though. But knowing that it will more than likely put you outside of most of the people in your life. It just will. It will.
And you have to have that courage. You have to have that strength to do it. Because most times when I'm breaking down something weird or different, weird from my mama's standpoint, right? Like she's like, now what are you doing now? Now she knows that I'm open to exploring different things, and I'm quick to tell her about it and everything. Yeah. But you have to have that courage to do that, and I don't think a lot of people have that courage. It's like,
no,
I want to fight so hard for me and my success and what I want to do. I'm not closed minded to just the last couple of generations of thought processes or what I've just been exposed to. Right. I'm open to anything. You won't if it sounds pretty good and you got results on it, let me try it. I'll try it.
Right. So first, acknowledging that it's not easy. Most people don't do it. You will pay a price. right? And so just becoming okay with that reality and then following your true impulses and following what, you know, your soul is guiding you to do, and also learning who you can share certain things with and who you cannot. And not sharing it with them because there's certain things that I don't share with people anymore, not because I'm afraid of their reaction, but through readings and things like that, that I've had, just really understanding that we truly are on different vibrational paths. And it's some things, it's just best to share it with people who are going to understand what you're talking about. And it won't make them feel away. You know, sometimes if you share something, whether they want to or not, again, just because of the society, just because of how we're programmed, it could automatically throw them into some kind of, you think you're better than me, or some kind of shame spiral or something like that. And so now I choose, you know, I choose better, as they like to say. I choose better. You know how they like to tell us to choose better. That's what. I love that. It feels better. So yes,
I love it.
Yes, yes, and so that actually works in spiritual work as well.
Okay. So I want to get back. I want to get back to something. So the first part we kind of dove in and talked a lot about meditation, that finding that peace, and then you said your second part for you was either finding someone to sit there and kind of talking to. Now, granted, I know, you know, I always direct people towards therapy and everything of that nature.
Yeah.
For people that are looking to expand their horizon, because I know I go down a rabbit hole with you. Like, you start talking stuff, I'll be like, what's that? You know, I'll be asking questions on your line. What's that? I go down a rabbit hole. I'm ready. But I understand everybody who listens to me may not be as in tuned. So If they're trying to sit there and explore, you know, with healing practitioners, what is the, you know, and they had trauma, 2023, 2022, 2020, all these years. Sure.
Yeah.
What's the baby steps in order to get into dealing with healing practitioners and how can they dip their toe in? So
to speak. Yeah. Well, I really, really believe that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I 100% believe that. And so the first thing I would say is, if this is truly something that is on, you know, somebody's heart who's listening to this right now, write that desire down on a piece of paper and then look for evidence of it. Like this week, I've been asking, or maybe even last week, I've been asking God, Goddess energy to show me evidence of their existence and my connection to it. And I wrote in my journal, I'm actively looking for evidence of the divine every day. So they could write down, bring me the proper practitioner for this time. So first you have to ask. And they say, ask and it is given. Knock and the door shall open, right? So first you have to ask. And then when you ask, like I said, I was looking. I'm not just asking and then just, you know, going about my business. I'm like driving down the street and I'm actively looking. Not that you have to look hard for God's presence. I mean, it's everywhere. But I'm looking for some specific things. So also look and be open. If people are on social media, maybe you might come across some people on your Instagram feed or your TikTok feed that you feel something. So again, this is going to require people to pay attention to their bodies. So for me, and Abraham Hicks talks about this as well, if people want to, you know, dig into Abraham Hicks. So for me, sometimes if I'm looking at something, like I will see a glimmer around the person's face. And that'll be like, oh, this is maybe somebody I need to reach out to. Or I might feel something in my body, like a click. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, this person has some kind of significance to me. So your body is going to be your best thermometer. You can also, right, so ask, look, tune into your body, and then go places where all of us freaky freaks are. Go to the yoga studios, right? Go to the markets. I know in LA they had this huge thing called the Magic Market. And so there were candle sellers and incense sellers. And there's some, there's an event that I'm going to be vending at, and there'll be all kinds of vendors there. I'll be selling candles. People will be sell, right? So start going to those places. No different than if you want to find a job,
right,
or a partner. What you do when you want to find a partner, right? What do? When you want to get a new job, you put yourself out there, you make yourself known, you make it known, you tell people, you ask people. So yeah, those are some easy steps.
I like this because a couple of reasons. I related that to when you're looking for a car. And, mm-hmm, and after you're looking for, you know, you're like, I need to find this car. So I'm trying to get this Chevrolet Malibu. And I got a Chevrolet Malibu. So now that I'm focused, I'm driving, and I'm looking at Chevrolet Malibus, I did not realize how many Chevrolet Malibus are on the road. It's the same thing. So it's like, yes, it's like putting it out there and then looking, yes, and like, okay, let me be open to actually looking. And,
yes,
and I, what you're saying makes so much sense, where it's like, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That's a perfect example of me and you and our connection. Because,
yeah,
because I was like, I had been looking, like I had made in my head that I was going to look, and I think I found you on Instagram. Oh, I think I followed you on Instagram for a while, but I followed you on Instagram and I reached out and like, hey, I would love for you to be on my show. And I'm trying to do, you know, tarot cards and get a reading and try to open my audience up to this. You like, I'm going to do a podcast with that, so you be my first guest. And that's how it clicked.
And right?
Yeah. So you're right. It's the journal. I'm going back to the journal thing. Like, I think I'm definitely going to have to implement that because writing that stuff down, and then now I'm, because my mind is always firing. So I have these ideas, but taking that time to write it down where I can go back and look at it, and now it's present there, you know, write that stuff down. And when you write it down, you're able to review it and look at it. You can then start doing what those next steps. Let me look. Let me see. Let me go to yoga studios and go into these different places. Let me reach out to the people. Let me be on social medias. And all of a sudden now, these people that I want to have in my life are appearing in my life. So and it all connects. It makes so much sense.
That's what happened to me when I was looking for a Reiki master. Literally, I asked Spirit what was the spiritual practice that was best for me. I just asked that question. Went to lunch, same day. I went to a place called the Open Center. People in New York City who are, you know, spiritual or whatever, you probably know it. I walked in, there was a Reiki display. And it said, like, Reiki done here. I didn't even know what Reiki was. It was like one day. It was just like Reiki, 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 three times in one day. So I was like, okay, I guess it's Reiki then. And so when I got home, I put on Facebook, hey, I'm looking for somebody who makes people Reiki. Like, I didn't even know what attunement. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
And people immediately emailed me, sent me like three people. Two of them were too expensive. And so then I went to the other one. It was a black man. So that even better. He lived right around the corner from me.
Wow.
Literally went to his house that weekend. We had our conversation. The next week we started our Reiki. You know, he started like teaching me and attuning me and all those things. And yeah, that was it. The rest is literally history.
That's so dope. You're right. It's about being quiet and looking. Those things are so powerful. And we just don't get it. We just don't get it.
We're conditioned not to get it. We're conditioned that everything's a coincidence, right? No, it's not a coincidence. It's a synchronicity. It was meant to happen. You know, your spirit is giving you breadcrumbs. Why don't you pick them up and stop walking over them? Right? But again, you have to go against the conditioning. You have to go against what you were indoctrinated into in order to have a different experience.
One of my last questions for you is that we talked about the listening part. We talked about the meditation. We talked about also just being open and looking and making these notes. If you were to, you could tell somebody something, anything, for whatever information that you could, as far as like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to put in words this question because I'm always joining your live when it comes to tarot cards. I'm always coming to you. I love talking to you about Reiki. I need a give me a Reiki session. And so, yes. And so it's so many different, you know, aspects of the spiritual world. How do you figure out where the direction and where to go with it?
Oh, I love that question. So one, I think, again, is we follow our impulses, back to Abraham and Hicks, also follow our joy. So just try lots of different things. Some people might be really, like you said, like yourself, really interested in tarot, really interested in Reiki. Then that's the direction you go in. Some people really interested in crystals, really interested in UFOs and earth missions and star seeds and stuff like that, right? Then you go in that direction. Some people are really into African traditional religion. Then you go in that direction. The blessing about this time that we have now is that you will find what you need. The key is finding a practitioner that has integrity. That's the issue. There's 999 practitioners for anything that you want. I'm sure they'll be happy to take your money to heal you or do whatever, right? So that's where you have to, again, use your body as a thermometer and look for referrals as well so that you don't get your money taken.
This has been great. I really appreciate this conversation. You know what? I gotta do my It's About Damn Time segment. So podcast is about damn time. What is it about damn time for people to start doing to feed their soul? Since this is a soul episode, to feed their soul, Zoe. I know you got it for me. I know you got it.
You know I do. No, I do. I wrote it down. I wrote it down. Before you even, I wrote it down. I didn't know you were going to ask that question. But what I wrote down was what's holding me back and Earth mission. So it's about damn time for people to start investigating why they're really here. What is my mission on Earth? Surely I didn't just come here to work and pay bills and, you know, do all of these things, right? And so it's about damn time for people to figure out what their mission is, why they're here, and then be about the business of doing that.
I love you.
Why are you sighing?
No, I love you. What? I just want to look away from the screen, though, and just what? Tell you.
What?
Just look.
What's that?
I love talking to you. I just love talking to you.
Like, why are you here? Like, mm-hmm. It can't be just to keep like making these billionaires rich, right? By like,
it can't be just paying the gas bill in Apple, your cell phone bill. Like, you know, it gotta be something.
It's gotta be something. Now, granted, some people are here to have sort of a resting lifetime. So then do that. Like, the point is, whatever your mission on Earth is, do it. Mm-hmm. Unapologetically. You're so sweet. he's hitting the air with his fist.
I'm pumped. I am pumped. So tell everybody where they can find you if they want to. They want more of everything that you're giving right there. All this stuff.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I'd be more than happy to. So since I just, you know, liberated myself from this horrible job that I had, 2024 will be so open. So I'm so available for people. So I'm going to be throwing myself 100% into my healing work, my retreats, my tarot readings. So you can get anything you need from me by just going to IamZoeFlowers.com. If you are interested in seeing my readings, you can find me on The Magic Hours, on TikTok, and on Instagram, and also on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, maybe the podcast might be coming back in 2024.
I gotta see if that's in my Earth mission. But let me just, can I just talk about my YouTube channel for a second?
Please.
So what you'll get on my YouTube channel is a little bit different. So on the YouTube channel, you're going to get a lot more astrology if you're into that, and how to navigate certain things in astrology. So how to navigate the full moon, how to navigate the new moon, or work with those energies, you know, how to use the tarot for abundance, how to work with the energy of the planets for abundance. Those, and also I had a secret channel called Pop Culture Tarot. So I was doing tarot readings on celebrities. But I just disbanded that channel. And so all of those videos from this year are all on the Magic Hours as well. So if you want to like be nosy and
I love
you want to see what's going on with celebrities, you know, energetically, then you can find that on the YouTube. On Instagram, it's just daily readings, the messages for the day, and things of that nature.
All right, I'm going to your YouTube like right now. I don't know if I'll subscribe, but I'm about to subscribe everywhere because I like that.
You better.
I like. I got you. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Thank you so much for joining me this week.
Thank you so much. This was so good.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.